Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Incoming Fire, brought to you by Grave Concerns E-Zine. We'll be bringing you the hottest tracks from industrial, alternative and gothic music, as well as some questions and answers from some of the artists involved.
First up for you on this podcast, we have Empire State Human, and we caught up with their singer, Aidan Casserly.
Hi, this is Aidan Casserly from Empire State Human and the Garland Cult. You're listening to a podcast for Incoming Fire. Thanks to Grave Concerns, easy.
What is it that drives you to make music?
Well, for me, writing songs is actually my passion. It makes me feel a sense of worth. And with nearly 200 plus songs published with Empress of Human, The Garland Cult, my one-off Figaro project, and solo Aidan Casserly CDs, I think it's sort of a proof of maybe my productive side. I can't really think of anyone else since 2002 that have that type of output. But for me, if I'm not writing a song, I don't feel I'm sort of nearly living. So when I've written one song and it's done, be it an album or even just a small collection, I then move directly on to another song, another collection. So it's completely never ending, and that I think gives me much more meaning in my life, and it helps me sort of draw out any frustrations or basically become something that I want to be in a song. You know, you can't be in life. It's a great creative output, I think.
What was the last album you listened to all the way through?
The last album that you listened to all the way through, that was for me Daft Punk, the Tron Legacy soundtrack recently. Absolutely, really, I thought it was a fantastic album. Really enjoyed it. Good blend of orchestral work and synth work. And some of the tracks have that classic Daft Punk sound, but also it's quite surprising. And then most recently I got a copy of the Pet Shop Boys ballet music for the ballet The Most Incredible Thing, which I think is opening in London, or is previewing anyway this week in London. So there'd be two that I actually listened to recently.
Drink it to the beat,
use
my feet,
shield
the heat, whip the teardrops in my eyes. It's so damn hot at night, and my throat is dry like lead. With dozens in my bed, what's the ghost are in my head, screaming, we can't help you. This danger, this violence, this hurting, baby, take my number. Believe me, I've seen them, they'll leave you wanting more than slumber. I've been searching high and low, been deceiving who I know, like an animal I won't let go. Been the treasure, been the cause.
Been the cost of the winnings to the dogs. I search for love. Run for your life.
So that was Search for Love by Empire State Human, who are based in Ireland. They're currently recording a new album, so keep a close eye on them.
That was followed by Kiss and Tell by 10 Cent Toys. 10 Cent Toys are currently based in Florida and have just released their self-titled debut album, which is available via ReverbNation.com. Next up, we have Sounds of Mass Production, but before we hear their track, let's catch up with their primary songwriter, Jason Bazinet.
Okay, hello there. My name is Jason Bazinet. I'm with the band SMP, also known as Sounds of Mass Production, and I'm going to be answering a few interview questions here, and we're going to spin an exclusive cut called The Knife, remixed by 64K. It hasn't been heard anywhere else, I don't think. So let's get on to some questions.
What music do you enjoy that would surprise people the most?
I have a lot of weird stuff in my iTunes. You know, I got bluegrass music in there, I got juggalo music in there, I got a lot of weird stuff, so I'm sure there's a lot of stuff people would be like, what the hell? But, you know, whatever. It's good to, you know, listen to everything.
And what would be your dream gig lineup?
Let's see, my dream gig lineup, it would probably be like the classic Revolting Cox lineup, you know, with Connolly and Barker and Al and everyone, and Puppy, DK and Lard, and like, you know, some of the younger bands, and Hate Department, and yeah, and SMP, of course, you know. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess that would be a pretty good gig, huh? You can find out more about us at smphq.com. You can also see me on the Frontline Assembly Tour. I'll be playing drums for them this summer in North America. And, you know, I think we're going to Europe after that. So I'll be, you know, doing the rounds with them. It's everything's going great. And thank you for listening.
Dirty Minds Pay.
that was the 64K mix of The Knife by Sounds of Mass Production. This track was taken from the upcoming remix album The Knife, and Sounds of Mass Production will be touring in the summer. Make sure you go and see them at a show and show your appreciation.
And that was followed by Generation Dead by Fractured Fairy Tales. Fractured Fairy Tales are based in the States, with their remix album Reveil due out soon. Up next is Discord.
Oh.
Was YCIC by Discord. Discord is the brainchild of Arizona-based Alan Chitty. Their tracks are available to stream on Facebook, and there are live performance downloads absolutely free.
That was followed by Zero Signal with Face Inside. Bristol-based Zero Signal are currently working on their debut album. And to finish off the podcast, we have a return of The Invalid with Beyond My Reach. Thank you for listening.
Turn.
Thank you for listening to Incoming Fire Episode 6, brought to you by Grave Concerns E-Zine. Make sure you share this podcast with your friends and get the music out there. Until next time, take care.